the room.
Lisa.
I'd like to call to order the Administrative Finance Committee meeting of April 8, 2014. I'm Councilman John Cartier convening the meeting, and my legislative aide, Brian Holleiter, is taking the notes. I'd like to recognize members of council that have joined us at the table. Big Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Jackett, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Weiner, Councilmember Diller, Councilman Retta. And I'd like to move on the agenda. We're going to go with the approval of minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second on the minutes of the meeting of 25th of March. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? It's all the red on this.
This is blowing up.
You're not used to not having your iPad.
That's another one. We have nothing on the consent calendar today. Moving on to other resolutions, Resolution 14-093, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, this, I will be making a motion to table this resolution tonight. This is part of the normal budget process. At the time when we prepare to bring the budget proposals forward, we will be discussing this at a finance meeting, and more than likely, we will also be discussing it during the two scheduled council budget discussion sessions that we have.
Thank you very much. Duly noted. Next, Resolution 14-094, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for Newcastle County Executive Office for an increase on the purchase order for lobbyist services in the amount of $24,000. And I'm handling that. Is there someone here from the administration who'd just like to speak on this?
What's the other?
I know what it is. This is Tony Grunde at the Administrative Services. And this is for lobbyists and agents to do lobbyist type of work.
Okay, for our state lobbyist. And is the increased amount, can you give us some?
Increase $25,000.
And for just the additional services, or?
Additional services at this point.
Okay. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is a new contract for this year in addition to what we hired him for last year.
Yes.
So it's $24,000 for this General Assembly season.
Correct.
Okay. And do we have a contract with him that states how much he's going to be down there, what his responsibilities are? Because quite frankly, okay, because quite frankly, I was not impressed with his job last year. I know a lot of people in the General Assembly. I came out of the General Assembly, so I hear, you know, things about how our previous lobbyists worked versus how this one was working, and that there were a lot of meetings that were not covered. And I think that we've got a lot of things down there that are pending at this point that need to be watched, including up through the last night, which is usually a very, very long night. And I just did not see last year or hear last year that those meetings and that time frame was covered. And you know, we don't get to know necessarily what's going on down there unless we or somebody else is down there watching for us and giving us reports as to what's going on. And I'm for one concerned with how this is going this year.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like to recognize that Councilman Bell is joining us in the room.
Top of the afternoon to you, sir.
Certainly, our lobbying effort in Dover is extremely important to the county government, since we are a derivative of state code, and we all need, I think, need to get together to ensure that we get the best representation that we can possibly get. Councilman Smiley.
I have to agree with Councilwoman Kilpatrick, and I've had some discussion with members of the administration on that. Prior individuals who were not, who were with the county and who were contracted as lobbyists and interacted with council, county people and council, and we got updates. We knew things that were going on. I haven't heard anything. I mean, it was, you know, if you didn't know better and weren't involved, you'd think there was never a session last year, quite honestly. And so there's a lot to be, I mean, you know, quite honestly, I think last year, somebody collected a check and walked the halls. I'll be very honest with you. I'm not real happy. Well, I did see walk the halls a couple times, for what that's worth. So I have to agree. I think the service that we're getting for the funds was lacking last year. Will it be better this year? I don't know, but I would have my reservations.
Councilman Moretta.
Thank you. In light of what two council persons said, the one thing that our previous lobbyists did would go to the DACO meetings, and they would report on things that we haven't heard, like the lobbyists for the DACO committees, which is Bob Maxwell. If he wasn't there, they would report on some things, and he would hear some things too, you know, what was going on. So I think I missed one meeting this past season, and I've got another coming up this month. It'll be the 17th, I believe. And I haven't seen them there since. And usually they go.
Councilman Smiley.
I have, again, while I have my reservations on this, and I have concerns, and I'm not really pleased at all with, I think, the lack of representation the county's got, I do think, I have an obligation to clarify and make sure everybody understands. We had two things. We had a county employee who went down and acted as a lobbyist for New Hampshire County and kept the contacts. And we had a contract for a lobbyist, and they interacted. So they were two separate things. So I just think we need to know that, and that's what we're talking about here today.
Councilmember Capetta.
Thank you. And when I go back in history, the outside lobbyist and the county personnel lobbyists that were always in Dover interacted very, very well. They had the respect of the General Assembly. They were allowed to sit in meetings and help draft legislation. I mean, coming out of Bonneville, if they were changing things and it affected the county, those people were sitting in those meetings with the Comptroller General's office. And I just didn't see that last year at all from either side. And since we have no control over what goes on the personnel side, basically, you know, I mean, not personnel itself, but the county person going down there, I think we do have some control over who goes down there for what purpose, because for the outside lobbyists, because we're spending money on that. Yep. And as Councilman Retta said, we have through Association of Counties a lobbyist that's hired, and knowing the reports and the questions that you can ask him and the answers that you can get, we know that he is extremely comprehensive in what he's doing down there. And I don't know that I can support this, understanding who is going to be hired again and the job that was done the last time, because I just, quite frankly, don't think that you really would be preferred. No.
Councilman Smiley.
And again, I don't want to belabor the point, but lobbyists, outside lobbyists that we had before, had relationships. They were known, as the councilman said, they had respect, they had this, they had that. This is the first session, and I will go back beyond 9 years from county to my organized labor hat, to where anything that would have an effect on an organization or a group that I was with, now that being New Castle County, that legislation, recognizing legislators change everything, but that legislation would even make it to a committee agenda without knowing about it first. And that was just a matter of a mutual respect between the lobbyists and the legislature, or knowledge of who was representing who. So it's a concern.
I'd like to recognize that Councilman Street has joined us at the table, and Councilman Tackett wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Obviously, you know, we've heard a lot of concerns about this and the interest of the county being represented in Dover. I guess the only thing that, I guess it's a shame the administration isn't here, but You know, obviously, they must have felt pretty comfortable, or they wouldn't bring this back. Oh, they're here now. Okay, good. I mean, it seems, like I said, obviously, they must have been happy, and maybe they've seen what we didn't see.
Would the CAO like to comment about concerns of council? State your name for the record.
CAO, David Romaldi. What are the
Councilman Smiles.
Okay, I'll try to put it here. The outside lobby, those of us that are familiar with the state legislature and have been involved and follow what's going on, we see there's a proposal here for another contract. Quite honestly, we're not satisfied that the outside lobbyist has the relationships in Dover to properly represent this county. We haven't seen it in the past session, and we have a concern that we think we've lost some representation and some cooperation out of the state legislature. We just don't feel that this individual has what was there before. That's a concern of ours.
Sure. The lobbyist is Bob Jameson, who, as you guys may know, who is the former state head of the FOP, and I respectfully disagree. I think he has pretty good access. We went up there last week, and we were very pleasantly surprised. He got us into every office, just walked in unannounced. They all seemed to like him. He has very close relationships with some of the leadership. So, last year they weren't giving out much money. They were focused on the social issues. So really, we didn't have much opportunity. But this time around, we are going to go after the top on our list. Hope we can join together on that. There's the paramedic agreement first, and that's the goal we use for.
Councilman Retta and Councilman Thompson.
Thank you. Dave, I think one of the concerns, I think most of the council, I'm not going to speak for them, but the one I'm hearing is report back of findings down in those. And what I mean is, what's going on? Something that's going to concern New Castle County, how they're coming out with some legislation that might affect us, and things like that we haven't seen that much of. And that's what we're looking for, too, is answers, basically. When they go down, you might get in to see somebody, but what are their concerns with New Castle County? And that's what we're concerned about.
Sure. So it's reports.
Right. We'd like to have findings, which we've gotten before.
Okay. I think we can get a good counsel report. By the way, I also think he was involved in getting the state money to put in for our shooting range. I think he put about $250,000.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Part of the problem is how much you're down there. And, the older legislators, yes, they know him because he was the lobbyist. He and Mike Terranova were the lobbyists for the council when they, not council, for the county many, many years ago under the last Gordon administration. So, yes, they do know them. Part of it is how much time do you put in down there? I mean, things down there at this time of year change so quickly, and this is the end of a session. So if it doesn't go through, it dies. So everybody under the sun is going to be pushing for their legislation to go through. And quite frankly, I've heard from people down there and from other lobbyists that he last year just did not show up at many of the meetings, that he didn't come and sit through bond bill. He wasn't there at the end of the night when things were changing through bond and budget and, being pulled from one place to another. And I think that because we've got some things on the table down there that are going to end up costing this county some money, that we need somebody that we know is committed to be there at all of the strange hours that the legislature meets. Because this is not a 9-to-5 or a 2-to-5 job. This is, I can be there at midnight, I can be there at 11, and I will know what's going on in every one of those rooms. It's not strange in the General Assembly that somebody can walk into somebody else's office or that you can get in. That happens with everybody. You don't have to necessarily know people to get into a legislator's office. But you do have to have the respect of those legislators, and they have to know that you are there. They count on lobbyists in many cases, as well as you know, as well as you don't like some of them, you know that they've got, some of them have the information that you want, or you want to be able to get a message back. And if we're going to hire somebody, I think that's what we need, somebody that is that back and forth and constant. I mean, for these next 2 months, for May and June, that is their life. They spend their life within those four walls. And I don't, you know, I mean, $25,000 is not the end of the world, but for 2 months worth of work, basically, we need a very, very strong commitment that some other lobbyist isn't going to call me and say, hey, how come nobody's here from the county because we wanted to know about this or that.
Is there other lobbies competing for this?
No.
Okay.
Trust me, there's nobody competing.
Well, I
give my wife up for 25,000.
You know, for his first go around, he got the money for the ring, and we are going to focus on the paramedic reimbursement. We are paying him less than the previous lobbyists, and you know, as you know, we paid the previous lobbyists routinely, and we all, you know, even though they were down there, we lost the paramedic reimbursement. $4 million. We got the dogs that cost us $1 million. So they haven't taken anything from us. That's the good news. Although I think they're going to try it. And we've actually got something first go around. I think we've done much better relative to what we've had previously.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Any other questions, comments from members of council or from the public? Resolution 14-094. Thank you, Mr. Malone. Moving along, ordinances. Ordinance 14-022, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, just clarification on the title. This is to amend the operating budget, revise the Department of Administration for $245,000. But that is the budget that the law department draws off of. So this is to help replenish in the law department.
Okay. Any questions, comments? Councilman Weiner.
Yes. Could someone explain why the replenishment is needed? And, of course, I do recognize exactly the statement Councilman Smiley made to be true.
Well, basically, it's because of outside counsel. Basically, an increase in the law department outside fees and settlements and things. It's just we are not sure it's going to be enough to make it through the end of the budget.
Was there...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if the Councilman Smiley or someone knows, was there a precipitating case or a couple of cases that pushed us forward at this time?
Well, we had a case ongoing as to a past employee. We had a couple of farmland cases that were still being worked as far as settlements with sewer and everything. So.
Thank you.
No. Okay, thank you. Any other questions, concerns about ordinance 14-022? Moving along. Anybody from the public? Okay. Moving along under other Newcastle County grant requests. Okay. We have a grant application from the Folkcaster 4th of July, the Delaware Community Foundation. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is a standard that comes before council. I think it came through Councilman Tansey, and I basically picked it up. It's a community event that's taken place now for probably 25 years, draws thousands of people a day long. So pretty much self-explanatory.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion on that?
Oh, sure. I move that we give...
sure enough.
I could just sit here a while, I move that we give the Hope Fest in the 4th of July, the nonprofit association, the Delaware Community Foundation.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
One not voting. Motion passes. $2,500 to the Hope Fest in the 4th of July, and to the Delaware Community Foundation. Moving along.
I know she emailed it to you, but you
know.
So yes.
For the record, $2,500 to the Hoopkesson 4th of July event through the Delaware Community Foundation. That motion has passed and is approved. American Red Cross. Councilmember Dillard.
Yes, last year when the tornado came through, I allocated the remainder of my funds. This year, I'm going to go with $2,500, but this would take in any kind of emergency in Newcastle County. So if anybody is interested in joining me, otherwise, it's $2,500.
A very good cause, American Red Cross, local good. Councilman Wyden.
I'd like to contribute $500.
Thank you.
We have a motion for $500 from Councilman Wyden. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Do I have another $500? Should I have $250? Geez, I'm so unprepared here.
Oh, we don't want to go there, John.
They just want to tell us what money is.
We're throwing out bones here.
She emailed me today, you have this much left in your account, and I didn't think it was, we were close.
We're taking this moment to see.
This is on tape.
Yeah.
So I have plenty, we haven't moved over into office money yet, we were still in grant.
Well, you can use office money.
Right, yeah. All right, I'll do $500.
And I have an extra pen, ink pen if you need.
We have a motion for $500 from Councilmember Kilpatrick, and a motion for $500 from
Councilman Weiner.
Councilman Weiner.
And then $2,500 from Councilwoman Dillard.
It's over. It's over $2,500.
Oh, so you have to go down.
You have to go down.
You gotta go backwards.
$1,500.
All right, I'll go to $1,500.
So we give the full $2,500?
Yeah, all right.
So we have a motion for the full $2,500 between the three council members. Would you want to make that into a full motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we, that the American Red Cross grant the a total of $2,500, $1,500 from Councilwoman Diller, $500 from Councilman Weiner, and $500 from Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, the motion to grant $2,500 to American Red Cross has passed. A very good grant. Very worthy recipient. Okay, moving on to expensive revenue roundtable. I don't know if any other council members have a question or concern or want to raise an issue with Councilman Flanagan.
I have one, not a lot of discussion, and I don't have enough of these for everyone, but I'll just lay these out if you want to take a look at them. If you look in your NACO magazine that you got recently, I'm going to be requesting Human Resources give us a presentation recognizing that this doesn't take place until 2018. I think this council and the government as a whole has a responsibility to look forward as our liability. And I'll just read just a small part. Beginning in 2018, a 40% excise tax will be imposed on the value of employer health care insurance benefits that exceed a certain threshold. $10,200 for individual coverages and $27,500 for family coverages. Now, you remember, or at least I know I do, some years ago when the White House was under Republican leadership, there was a continuous move on to tax the employees who got employer-provided health care plans to consider those benefits as income. That never went anywhere. Now, under the current administration, it appears that the process is to move that tax to the employer. So, you know, we have unfunded OPEB liability for the post-employment benefits. We haven't vested those yet. You know, that's a big expense that we have looming overhead. And this one here will now be an even greater addition to those costs. We're going to be paying a 40% excise on the benefits that our employees receive. So it's just kind of a heads up to take a look at. I'm going to ask HR, and I understand from a brief conversation with Mr. Miller before the meeting that this has been brought to their attention. There has been some discussion. I just think council should be brought into the picture as well. At least so we establish a record, we're aware of it, and going forward, we need to know what's going on. So that's all.
Not a good development for the fiscal health of the county, and you know, certainly has a kind of looming cost issue for us. Councilman Weiner.
Yeah, I just want to thank Councilman Smiley for bringing this to our attention. Of course, we all get the NACO newsletter, but there are 8 steering committees in NACO, and I try to attend 2 of them, but we're all invited to participate electronically. They now have meetings once a month on Fridays at 3 p.m., where you can pick the subjects of interest to you and participate in a electronic meeting, digital meeting, even if it's not your preference to go to, a county NACO conference.
And I guess it would be a useful number to know what the potential overhead cost of meeting this tax obligation is going to be for the county, yes?
Yeah, quite honestly, I'm going to reach out to HR and ask for a presentation, and I think we need to try to get a ballpark as what's today's figures, recognizing that as every government, including the county, as our health care costs rise, so does our 40% excise. It's whatever it is going to be on that day is what that 40% is going to be. So.
Okay. Cheerful news brought to the table here.
I aim to please.
Any other comments for expense and revenue roundtable? If anybody else has a comment, I had a question I'd like to raise with the finance department. I know that it's always sort of been a concern of mine. I know we as a county, execute liens on properties. We levy penalties on unpaid bills, and have other outstanding funds owed to us. I guess my question to finance would be, at some point, could we get a kind of actual figure of monies owed to this county apart from, regular tax obligations that are met, but some outstanding amounts of funds that are owed to the county? I don't know, Ed, if you had any comment about that, just as a figure that we could begin to put together and assemble.
Sure. Ed Miller from the finance office. And we can use in the financial statements, there's a receivable amount listed. I mean, we can give a breakdown of what that is. But I mean, to tell you the truth, as you mentioned, most of our receivables will be tax or sewer.
Right.
That's our business there. There may be some other amounts, maybe the code enforcement fees, things like that are outstanding. So, but if we can get you those amounts, we'd be happy to present it to you.
Yeah, and like outstanding tax liens.
Right.
Just so I get a sense, for me personally, get a sense of, the size of the amounts of money apart from what might be in the financial statement that is out there.
Right. Yeah, sure. We can get you that information, but that's no problem at all. But again, as I said, most of it's tax and sewer or code enforcement. I mean, most of our business, like the role offices we're here yesterday, they take cash, to get their service right on hand, and they don't.
Right.
So that's mostly land use, is mostly over the counter fees. But we'll get you that information.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Are there any other comments, questions for good of the order for expense and revenue roundtable? Okay. Anything for the public on that? All right. Moving along to other. Anything under other? Anything from the members of council? Anything from folks in the public? None?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Public comment? Anything for public comment? Mm-hmm. Nothing? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I heard you asked if there was anything from the public. That worked for me.
Finance committee meeting.